Well, pull up a stool and welcome to Kettle Latte, where coffee and catechism meet. We have been working through the Heidelberg Catechism. And when I say working through, I mean just reading a line or two and then presenting the undergirding scripture. It's that simple and that brief. So let's get started. What is your only comfort in life and in death? That I, with body and soul, both in life and in death, am not my own, but belong to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ, who with his precious blood has fully satisfied for all my sins and redeemed me from all the power of the devil. And now we get to our new part, and so preserves me, that without the will of my Father in heaven, not a hair can fall from my head, indeed that all things must work together for my salvation. From Matthew 10, beginning with verse 29, are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore, you are of more value than the sparrows. And then we go to those familiar words from Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. So, in sum, what can we glean from this? Our Father preserves his household, and all things work together according to his will, according to his counsel, and always to our good. We may not know how things are put together toward our salvation. We don't always understand the providential hand of God, but we're not required to know these things. We are required to trust him and to respond in obedience.